Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have the lovely Michelle here to give you the latest announcements and to answer your questions and bring it down to earth, which is why it's the most popular hour of the week, because she makes my answers speak at human speed with human language.
I have to agree with that, Bill. Well, hello, everyone, and I'd like to say thank you for the great sale. It was a very successful sale for us and, of course, for you, because you got all those wonderful supplements, which we all are very grateful, Bill, that we have.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to start right into... I don't know if there's anything else going on this week. Is there anything going on?
Well, the main thing right now happening is CPAC, which is our strongest support. And one of the things we'll get into Hour 2 and 3, especially when we have Farley and Hour 3 with Gary Richard Arnold, is every single one of the presentations and things that Donald Trump is doing is exactly to the letter, exactly what I and our experts like Larry Pratt from GOA, Gun Owners America, and Lowell Ponte, who's a libertarian, et cetera, have recommended. So he is listening. And I honestly say that by getting rid of gun-free zones and hardening the schools to protect the kids, I mean, it was a bank. Let's say instead of kids we had lumps of gold at each desk. You'd have an armed guard protecting them. But we don't.
That's so true, Bill. That is so true.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that more.
Analogy.
You know, the other thing is we're making a lot of progress. This week I announced that I have the atomic resonances to actually stimulate your genes to heal your tissues. And I can give you a fingerprint of specific minerals that are needed for each target organ, whether it's diabetes or peripheral neuropathy or chronic lung disease. We also can combine that with not only our peptides, which we have from Europe, but we also have the timeline now for Mount Red Velvet that will be available, our new upgraded Red Velvet, Deer Velvet will be available in 2 months.
I was going to ask you that. What's the latest on our Mountain Red Velvet?
Everything's getting approved. They just needed some more information on grass, which is generally accepted as safe, and some more information to the lab director. But everything is moving forward. And, and we also have patents, which will have not only American but European and Asian patents, because this technology that I've developed will allow us to do 3D organ printing of arms and legs and eyes and parts of tissue.
How's that?
Because it's a building block. In utero, the only time when you don't age is in utero. Okay, I got this, by the way, in prayer.
Yes.
And I give God the credit.
Yes.
Now, what happened is, in utero, if you do heart surgery through the amniotic sac with a microcatheter and robotics, you don't have any scar. The reason is, in utero, you don't age at all. Not even one day. In utero, those 9 months you live, there is no aging at all.
Wow.
Is that aging? Interesting. Aging meaning deterioration of organ function, accumulated damage, mitochondrial destruction, etc. You have high apoptosis, so you're getting rid of old cells and tissues to replace them with newer as you grow the baby bigger and develop new organ structure. But there's actually no aging.
And how does that relate to the... How is that...
The red deer velvet, your placenta generates two things. It generates a harmonic resonant field to build a baby. It's actually part of our genetics, is our placenta. Believe it or not, the placenta is part of us. It's just gotten rid of at the moment of birth. But it also generates the 300 biomolecules and 6-plus growth hormones that are the building blocks are the same as the fuzz on the red deer antlers. And it can rebuild any mammal, whether it's a great whale or a mole or a human or a chimpanzee. And these biomolecules return you to the fetal state. They're destroyed, though, in the pepsin and stomach acid and the succinylcholinesterase, the pancreatic enzymes. Mm-hmm. And I found a way with the DR caps not to have that happen, so I have patents on it. Mm-hmm. Which means in some future, for example, there's a number of organogenesis centers like in Madison, Wisconsin, where they take a decellularized heart and then try to infuse it with human stem cells, thinking that it'll regenerate the heart. They're getting 2% regeneration of pulsatile cells on the structure of the decellularized heart. With my technology and harmonic resonant fields, we'll get 100%. So we'll actually take a decellularized, say, a pig heart, and recellularize it with your bone marrow stem cells, give you the building blocks, because remember, the stem cells are just the architects and engineers. They're not the laborers or the building materials. Mm-hmm. So without the laborers and the building materials, which is in the red deer velvet and the harmonic resonant field, because what happens is inside of your cell is a thing called a nucleoplasm, and that nucleoplasm, a little spheroid, it regulates your genes. And because Revelation God's given me an ounce of science, I've been able to stand on the shoulders of people like Linus Pauling and Einstein and Planck and so on. You actually have a crosstalk between the telomere, the little antenna on the end of the chromosome, and the cell membrane of the nucleoplasm that lets the minerals in that turns on your genes. So every disease has a biophoton silencing and mineral silencing thing to shut down genes. And with the resonant fields we can generate now to put through the lumen photon and the sonic life and microcurrent and other devices, I call it EGFT, epigenetic field, frequency therapy, or harmonic resonant or morphogenetic field therapy, you can actually rebuild any organ and structure. Because the blueprint to build you and make you work is the present at the moment of birth. It's the same when you die at 85, even though you have 3-5% active healthy stem cells, but you don't have the building blocks. I will in 2 months have the building blocks, and they won't be destroyed by your stomach or your pancreatic enzymes.
That's
so
really,
this is amazing stuff.
It's exciting for everyone.
So I have the convergence of the technology that I can present to the doctors now. Of our doctors in the academy, 28,500 doctors now have access to my lecture, and 820,000 health professionals. So I'm going to be a consultant for the A4M Academy clinics at the south of the Mexican border, probably in Ensenada. Mm-hmm. We're trying to put $100 million together for that project. And I'm also being a consultant for the billion-dollar stem cell research facility in Bahrain.
Phil, we'll get into some of the phone calls. I talked with Maria from Texas. Hey, Maria. And her mom, who's like 83, Bill,
right,
had to have an MRI because she had that bad a sinus infection.
Right. Well, you want to do a spiral thin section MRI scan. So the first thing you do before you do that, excuse me, is you simply put a scope in. An ENT doctor can put a fiber optic scope and look to see if you've got a deviated septum or a blocked ostium of the middle turbinate of the in around the middle turbinate for the maxillary sinus. The ethmoid sinus drains into the maxillary sinus, and if you don't take care of it properly, what happens is you can get a chronic sinus and a pooling layer of fluid, usually of what I call pathogen soup. Things like aspergillosis, stachybotrya, some other fungi, bacteria and viruses are chronically growing. Inflammation shears off the cilia, so you accumulate debris and dead cells in there, and eventually you can get into osteomyelitis of the bone, and there is a risk of for eye disease and blindness and for dementia because it can affect inflammation in the brain and the eye.
Well, Maria gave her mom Nutridyne and NutriSilver.
Yeah, the Nutridyne.
Is that good?
Good, but I'd recommend using Nutridyne, like 10, 15 drops in the chamber with Sinupulse, with distilled water or our pure water system, sterile water, and the Sinuair powder to make sure it's U-osmolar. She can take a little nasal tip spray and use in her nose the NutriSilver. I'd recommend Allison Med as well, 3 times a day. NutriImmune 26Y immunoglobulins and transfer factors, and NutriDefense, which will block the transfer of viruses to the cell surface from spreading them. So, for example, if you've got a viral infection that can affect a gland like your thyroid or your lungs, the NutriDefense blocks the virus attaching to the receptor binding domain with the anhydrous polyphenol we have in there, which is the most powerful antioxidant in the world. This is polyphenol, right? And then it has also lauric acid and inosine that actually block the viral capsid of all RNA and DNA viruses. So most people have a pathogen soup. They have chronic things like rhinovirus, subclass 3, fungi, bacteria, candida. You wouldn't believe all the stuff people have growing in their nose. including worms like Enterobius vermicularis.
Okay, no.
So when people think it's just white, unless you have a background in infectious disease like I have, and real curiosity and testing, you won't know. But I've seen and talked to ENT doctors that have done, you know, in their office a lavage with the little lavage machine, and they pull out worms with forceps under the nose.
That's
so you got to be. But the thing, optimism is based on realism. Mm-hmm. And response. In other words, you got to know what's really going on instead of pretending it's okay or thinking sinus infections won't damage your vision or your brain.
Let's go on after all that with Cecil Bill. Hi, Cecil from Texas. He needs a protocol for rheumatoid arthritis.
What is rheumatoid? I did research with Dr. Woodbury, who's the head of the American and Canadian Arthritis. When we come back, I'll give the history of it and what homologous autoimmunity is and how to approach it for all diseases, whether it's an acute viral thyroiditis, rheumatoid arthritis, or multiple sclerosis. My theory, which was researched with UCLA 38 years ago, explains why you get these diseases.
And God gave it to you.
He did.
He did. Don't forget that part.
He's
God
a professor.
Gave it to you.
I'm the beat bucket guy for the Welcome back, and Michelle. So we were talking about rheumatoid. Okay, I'm going to talk about autoimmune disease. Back in 1980, I had bought, after 3 years of residency in internal and family medicine, I had bought a practice from the Mormon prophet's daughter's husband's brother. So I had 22,000 Mormons. And I'd also previously, back in the mid-70s, done research as a medical student at the Dalhousie University with the head of the American and Canadian Arthritis Association, Dr. John Woodbury, who's a brilliant guy. He was doing lots of drug research and research, and he himself had ankylosing spondylitis, so he had a form of arthritis himself. It's been known since the 1950s that you can culture out about two-thirds of the joints of people that have rheumatoid, that they have mycoplasma incognita growing in their joints. Now, mycoplasma is like a bacteria with a little cell capsule, a mycoplasma. And there's a thing called immune homology. Now, the problem that we are doing now is we're adding glyphosate, which attaches to the gliadin fraction of wheat gluten. And it looks identical to the S100 protein in the brain. So the only cultures that get dementia are cultures that eat bread.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you eat, if you want to look at, say, immune homology, the Saccharomyces cerevisiae yeast that you use from rising bread is identical. There's a decapeptide that's identical to the splanchnic membrane of your gut, of your small bowel or your terminal ileum. So what happens is in immune homology, there's proteins in a pathogen like Lyme disease that causes MS or babesiosis that looks identical to the oligodendrocyte membrane that wraps around nerves, allows saltatory nerve conduction. So you add three things. You have a pathogen. You have a toxin that attaches to the pathogen that increases immunogenicity, and you not only get antibodies, you get activated T lymphocytes that attack not only the pathogen, but the homologous proteins in your own organs.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get rheumatoid and you're forming rheumatoid nodules in joints, and you can bring your hand a foot away and it's hot as hell.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. I mean, when you see somebody with bad rheumatoid, but remember the autonomic nervous system determines which joint. So you can have bad rheumatoid in the right knee and the left knee is totally normal.
Mm-hmm.
It's either a thermogram, and what I did is I started doing research with electrical testing using acupuncture, and eventually 20 years ago, started using a Keithley Enterprises machine to actually pick up the resonant frequencies of the disease state. And this is where my research is taking me now. So there's a number of things you can do for rheumatoid. The first thing is you've got to kill off the stealth pathogens that are still persisting in the body, whether it's MS or some other disease, because usually even in cancer, there's a persisting stealth or multiple stealth pathogens.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you got to get rid of the free radicals because they cause tissue damage. That's why people eat an organic diet and they take broccoli and all the stuff in their salad. So you've got to get rid of the free radicals. That's number two. Number three, you have to rebuild the tissue that's been damaged, and you need things like maybe peptides. You need to have our red deer velvet. You need to have things that release growth hormone, because a lot of people, when they get sick, they don't only get hormone deficiency, they get somatopause. They stop producing growth hormone. So in rheumatoid, you have to supply the building blocks. So even if you gave a stem cell transplant, one of the things they do for joints, for example, like Dr. Centeno, my colleague who I did research with in the late 90s and early 2000s in chronic pain with the National IRB pain panel, he had to move his clinic because of the FDA to to Grand Cayman Islands, and what he had is a stem cell lab where he and his colleague were actually growing stem cells from people out of their bone marrow, and he put it back in their joints after he did it. But the FDA said, if you do it more than 24 hours, it's a drug, and even if you have a barcode to make sure, like a blood bank, that it's the same person's stem cells, we're not going to permit you to do it because you're not permitted. We're going to call it a drug. So the FDA shut him down. So he had to move from Broomfield, Colorado, to Grand Cayman. Now, you can take stem cells like the Stomatica stem cells in their Santa Clarita Clinic in Tijuana, or Astana, which is the most powerful. You can take stem cells from your fat tissue, which is separated by flow cytometry, or you can do a bone marrow. The highest concentration, you know, higher than umbilical cord, these others, is these Stomatica ones. And what you do is you take stem cell transplant. The other thing you can do is what's called platelet-rich plasma, where you inject it into the joints. And I saw Dr. Centeno.
You can do all that.
No, let me explain. The first, I'm talking about a whole range of things.
Yeah.
The base things are you take things like joint performance, tendon mender, and collagen max.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
You take bone generator to rebuild the bones because the bones are often weakened. You take anti-inflammatories like Inflamex and Seroflozyme to break up the inflammatory changes. You get rid of all the free radicals with gamma E plus versus a nitro peroxy radical. You take, for example, things like leptin metabolic, because if there's an elevated blood insulin, there'll be elevated nitro peroxy radical in the joints and cytokines, in the joints like IL-17. So if you don't get rid of the free radicals, you can't take the fire out of the disease. And then you take immunoglobulins to alter the immune system, like Nutrimune 26Y and NutriDefense, because there's usually what I call a pathogen soup. There's not just one pathogen that's activating total body cytokine levels. There's multiple, like viruses in different organs, bacteria, fungi.
Mm-hmm.
But the target one for rheumatoid is mycoplasma. And if you get rid of it, you can actually measure it. The best way to measure if you've got rid of the mycoplasma is a metapathia hunter scan, which we can do. And as I offered this week, and I started offering, if you go to one of our test sites, and we have three, we may soon have five, one in Northern California and one in Vermont coming up. But we have three test sites. If you do the test, you get into a pool where I will decide, it's not a random thing, on prayer, who's going to actually get a day with Dr. Bill. They get to fly down here. We will charge you for your time, but we take you to dinner. We'll scan you with all the machines. I'll show you stuff that I'm researching that's not yet available, and you'll get a day with Dr. Bill.
Okay.
There you go, eh?
I get it.
And you can ask you. Basically, one of the other qualifications, you have to be a believer. If you're not a believer in the Most High God, and what we do here at the show is just a ministry primarily to heal the body and the soul, then you don't qualify. You have to be a believer, no matter what else you do, or you don't get a chance.
Well, like I said, I get it free all the time.
Yeah, I know, because right? The Lord blessed you.
He did.
Blessed me with you, too.
Yeah, he did.
I appreciate it.
Dorothy Bill from Tennessee still has her ovaries, right? But
right.
She had her uterus and everything removed years ago.
Right.
She wants to know, why would she not have menopause then? If she's got ovaries, do ovaries make menopause?
Yeah.
Or would she have had menopause?
Oh, if she is in like her 70s or 80s, she went through menopause years ago. The problem is
no, but she's talking about years ago. She wondered.
Yeah, she would have gone through it. She measured FSH and LH brain hormones.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be elevated. And if you measure her estrogen hormones, there's E1, E2, E3, and progesterone. And the best way to do that is saliva. Or blood, but saliva's the best. You can correct that, and it also will correct bone density, reduce heart disease, and reduce dementia. Even someone who has their uterus removed. So it's always good. It's always good to counteract andropause in males because it increases their heart muscle mass and increases heart attack, decreases dementia, and decreases what's called sarcopenia, where you lose your muscle mass. You don't want to lose muscles because if you're a skinny old guy, you don't have enough muscle to turn into immunoglobulins to prevent superinfections. So like in Japan and South Korea, where they're very muscular but skinny, and then they start to waste and they get less and less muscle, they die not of cancer, but they die of superinfections because they can't turn their muscle back into immunoglobulins to fight infection.
Well, what Dorothy has is a partial hysterectomy. So when they do that, they keep the ovaries and you go through menopause. Is that the answer?
Yeah, but she wouldn't have the typical symptoms like her uterus enlarging.
No, she didn't think she did, ever.
Yeah, but she probably would benefit from so the hormone synergy and the topical pregnenolones, DHEA and progesterone, even at her advanced age, because it'll increase bone density, reduce dementia, and reduce heart failure and other problems where you lose muscle mass, not only of your skeletal muscle, but your smooth muscle of your heart and vessel walls.
Are you ready for the emails, Bill? Oh, wow. That's a lot of talking. When we come back, Bill, Holly from Hawaii.
Holly from Hawaii is next.
Yep.
And contact the... My sweetheart, and the best hour of the week is Firing Line, 888-212-8871, or email Michelle at, sorry, NutriMedical at MichelleDeagle.com. You had a question about Holly in Hawaii.
Yeah. My name is Holly from Honolulu. Back in late November, I came down with a cold while vacationing in Las Vegas. When I returned home, I was lying in bed one night and my right ear started ringing. Shortly after, she lost her ear in that ear.
Right.
I don't have anything obstructing my ear canal and I'm currently 5 months pregnant and I'm no longer sick. I went to my primary physician who referred me to an
otolaryngologist.
Laryngologist.
He basically thinks the term is ear, nose, and throat.
He says that he didn't know the reason for my hearing loss, but recommended a procedure. So last Monday, January 29th, he injected my eardrum with some kind of steroid. It did not help at all. Have you ever heard of a situation like this, and is there anything you could recommend?
Well, firstly, need a diagnostic test, and you remember, I'm an expert witness in every specialty, so the first thing you should have done is a Bekesy audiometry and a labyrinthine test to look at his ulcer balance mechanism to make sure that that's okay, because usually if you've got cochlear inflammation, you end up with endolymph hypertension in your middle ear semicircular canals. Mm-hmm. The most likely thing is she had a post-viral neuropathy of her middle ear, so she lost the myelin sheath and the cochlear nerves, so that's why she's got a truncation of audiographic signals going to the temporal lobe of her audio center that listens to any input coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Right, the auditory receptor center. And in the insula, it's called, in the temporal lobe. So what we need to do, number one, is identify if she's had that done, the Bekesy audiometry and the other testing for middle ear, and the vestibular test to make sure her balance mechanism is not thrown off. What I then look at is this is an acute viral, post-viral demyelination disorder, and they may also, if she has balance problems, have endolymph hypertension in her middle ear canals. So what we, once we identify that, first we've got to get rid of the free radicals. We have a formula called Meniarin, which has a number of the formulas that you want to take at least 1-3 times a day. You want to take the triplet form of gamma E plus, cell detox glutathione, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen hydroperoxy nitroperoxy radical. You want to take Cell Defense Plus to get rid of the cytokines that cause the elevated cytokine levels that are damaging the middle ear nerves. And then you want to start regenerating the nerves with Neurogen and myelin basic protein, sphingolin. And you want to use Lumen Photon in setting number 3, but I'll soon have this week. Literally, it's not weeks away. It's literally this week, probably. Attachments so that you can use the number 1, the Lumen machine, which you should order right away, and put on the ear at least 30 minutes 4 times a day at for sleep frequency setting. 7 and 3. 7 first to reduce inflammation and 3 to stimulate regeneration. The new Mount Red Velvet available in 2 months. The Indium Me to bring the minerals into the nucleoplasm. And the minerals that are in Vitamin Max Minerals Plus are important because you can't regenerate the genes to transcribe structural proteins or enzymes without the minerals present in the nucleoplasm activating the microRNAs or the exosomes. So without the ability to activate those, our Red Velvet in 2 months along with these other things and the what I call the EGFT, the epigenetic frequency therapy, you can actually activate healing, and we can actually give you peptides as well from the European Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine that can regenerate the middle ear nerves. And there's a cerebral peptide, so if you contact me in a consult, I can provide the cerebral peptide. You take one per day, usually in the evening before bedtime, for 2 boxes, which is 20 in it per box for 40 days, and then 2 months off and then repeat, and along with the Lumen Photon, and the support therapy, and I would recommend if you're not getting responses in 3 to 6 months, we get you a link to go to a stem cell clinic. The one that I particularly like is the Santa Clarita Clinic for what's called hypoxic stem cell lines that are grown by the Stem Medica Lab, and their treatment facilities in Mexico away from the regulators in America that would kind of stymie advances in tissue regeneration. Mm-hmm. And their Stimetica cell line is probably the best. You just lie down. They take you in a limo from San Diego to Santa Clarita and then just get an intravenous in your arm. Boom, you're done, an hour and a half, and they take you home. You're done. So it's that easy. Just an IV, and you're done. You don't have any procedures to your middle ear with steroids. He was probably trying to reduce the inflammation of the eustachian tube between the middle ear, and that is unlikely to be a cause of total hearing loss. You can get partial hearing loss from eustachian inflammation and blockage, but it's very unlikely that that alone would cause total hearing loss. You may have a combination. Sometimes people get what's called otosclerosis, where they get arthritis of the middle ear bones. That can happen slowly. It's very unlikely to happen quickly. That means it's probably a post-viral neuropathy that caused the loss of hearing in the middle ear. And she lost the myelin sheath, so she has no longer saltatory nerve conduction between the myelinated nerves of her ear and her temporal lobe insula.
Wow, she's pregnant.
You see how complicated this is?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I've been doing this for now almost half a century, and because I'm very curious, I asked 10,000 more questions than any other rational human being would.
Yep.
So I know stuff.
Rebecca from just up the road in Marina Del Rey,
California.
Rebecca says that she is suffering from insomnia and would like to know what the lumen photon would do, or what setting or
setting three over the eyes.
And how is it?
Yeah, because the eyes, when the blue red light comes through the eyes, it actually works on the reticular activating cells to induce release not only of melatonin, but melatonin kicks in the RES cells. There's three classes of cells. The class of cells that will actually cause the sleep cycle, rapid eye movement and muscle relaxation sleep called deep, you know, we call paralytic sleep, has to occur to even release stem cells and lumen photon. Now, you need other things for insomnia.
What does the lumen photon do, though?
What it does is it stimulates three things. Number one, it induces the release of melatonin and the neurological reflexes through the RES cells. Number two, it helps to amplify the oxidative metabolism, increases ATP levels and electron density in the nuclei of the brain. And number three, it improves perfusion. So if you have a mass perfusion disorder, you can see on a SPECT blood flow scan, most people are getting insomnia.
What's perfusion?
Blood flow. Because if you don't have bad good blood flow, if you've got vasospasm because you're getting early vascular disease like you're hypertensive, or you've got mineral deficiency so you're getting plaque, you can have plaque in the middle cerebral artery or in central blood vessels in the brain.
And the lumen photon will
Have to correct that. It increases, the main thing it does instantly, when you put it over a tissue, it increases electron density and the oxidative ratio. So you're getting more oxygenation, you're getting more ATP and NADH production. Now, what
she
we're doing
needs a protocol for insomnia.
Well, the first thing I do for insomnia, number one, she needs 5-HTP. Because the gut serotonin can't transport across the blood-brain barrier.
Mm-hmm.
Ours is a CR, which is a controlled release, which is good because you don't want one big bump. And you need to take it not only at night, but you should take at least one in the morning. And then you want to take stress to go because the stress hormones in your brain and your adrenals will block sleep. And then you want to take melatonin time release, one to say three, about an hour before sleep time. And then you're about half an hour before sleep time. You have to shut off all the TV and music and lights, and especially blue light. That's why you see the computers now. And laptops will tell you that you can switch it so there's no blue light in your screen. Blue stimulates the parts of the RES cells that actually wakes you up. That's why when you look at the horizon in the sky, it's blue. Blue wakes up the brain. Mm-hmm. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
So how God created things?
Yeah.
Blue light makes up the RES cells to wake up to consciousness, and the red light puts you to sleep.
Really? That's so cool, of course.
Yeah, and every cell communicates with every other cell with infrared light.
Uh-huh.
So when a cell telomere is talking to the ion channels, it's all infrared light.
Wow.
Isn't that cool? The infrared light harmonic resonant frequency of the atomic resonance of the minerals that tell the cell which enzymes to activate and which chromosomes, which genes activate to make structural proteins and enzymes. That'll help us to start a protocol. Mm-hmm. We can use other things to help too, because you got to make sure there's no heavy metal toxins, and she has to stop using a cell phone near her head or having an earphone jack that actually runs it up. She can use an air jack, so there's an air tube, so it's not within so many inches, because the force of the cell phone falls off as a triplicate of the radius from the cell phone. She needs to not have a smart meter on her home and get it off right away. And she needs, if she's near a bank of smart meters, let's say an apartment, she needs to build a wall to block those harmonic resonant frequencies because they're jamming communication. The primary symptom that people are having now, and that's why you're seeing a lot of opiate addiction, violent behavior, and autism, is what's called BAF, or brain on fire, is electropollution. and even the dawn of electricity. Turns out electricity with sine wave, the sine wave electricity at 60 hertz is identical to calcium, which is pro-inflammatory.
When we come back, Bill, Barbara from right up the road here, Escondido,
yeah,
California.
There you go. So we got a okay. simple protocol with correct her insomnia and make her happy.
Yeah. From Escondido. Do you have or know of any source
louder.
For a Copper One product that is superior in performance to
Copper One. Firstly, to try to increase oxygenation tissue.
What is copper?
You have to understand some principles of medicine have only been recently discovered. We had a lecture, for example, that confirmed this at the Academy meeting in Las Vegas in December 2017.
Mm-hmm.
You have a three-gas system controlling the oxygen delivery to your body. Carbon dioxide, oxygen, and nitric oxide. If you don't generate nitric oxide, the oxyhemoglobin dissociation curve can't dump oxygen in your tissues. The things that will release that are things like our Supernox, which is our a special formula for releasing nitric oxide. I usually recommend people get a red beet powder, and the ones I like particularly, the Super Beet Max or whatever. I have one recommendation to email. I'll recommend one.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy anywhere in a health food store or online. But the most important thing is the Supernox. Hyperbaric oxygen therapy, like our Summit to Sea Grand Dive and Vertical Grand Dive and the Dive, which are the largest and best price chambers, are less than house price of anybody else, and they're better chambers. The use of transcranial tissue therapy with lumen photon releases nitric oxide, but when she's talking about Copper One, she's obviously listening to the sewer net or unqualified pseudo-doctors that think they know things and are basically blithering. And they blither all the way over the internet and the sewer net to tell people stuff that is not based on science. The nitric oxide is released by Supernox. It's released by citrulline and other amino acids. We're working on a powder formula that's going to be available in the next few months, upgrading from our Enginox we had last year. And we're working on the lumen photon, especially with the resonant frequencies, releases nitric oxide and the hyperbaric chambers. There's no such thing as a Copper One product that releases or increases oxygenation. Doesn't exist.
Okay. Next we have Rob in an email. He says his pug, I guess.
Pug dog. Yeah. Pug dogs are cute. They're cute.
Encephalitis is what his dog has, right? Anyways, I think you've already helped him out because he said that he thought the encephalitis is his understanding. It's a genetic disease that inflames the central nervous system, brain, and/or autoimmune disease. Right?
Now, why is he doing that? He's now becoming a veterinarian and infectious disease expert.
No,
that's,
he says
it's unfortunate.
I think you already recommended.
I know. I'm just teasing you.
Bill.
I'm teasing you.
He recommended you did the brain mag and combine. Now he's going on to say
I give antipathogenics too to kill the virus off.
That his condition has improved noticeably. He's kind of a praise report there.
Yeah, do you know the reason
he's
why?
From New Jersey.
Yeah, if some pets have a more fragile blood-brain barrier between not only pathogens but molecules in their diet getting into their brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's easier for them to get a brain infection with a virus, depending on the structure of their sinus cavities. The most commonly a source of infections that enter the brain is through the sinus cavities because it's right below the brain in the frontal lobes. So if you've got chronic sinusitis, it's not a passive thing. There's a dramatic increase in dementia and blindness.
Mm. Bill, Rick in an email, it goes on, I guess he's a customer, though, because he started using India Me and the Royal Jelly and Minerals Plus for graying hair. And
right.
wants to know Is that a nice combination?
It is, but that's the first layer. The second layer is add Lumen Photon, and I'm working
for gray hair.
Yeah, Lumen Photon for graying hair, and you put the setting 3 on it, which is a setting for with Dr. Nogier for skin, which is the same ontogenous tissue, skin, eyes and central nervous system, and brain and spinal cord are all from the same frequency harmonic. The other is I'm working on frequency harmonics for specific minerals. One in the hair for graying hair is a harmonic resonance for manganese, and I'll give you the manganese. Is manganese harmonic resonant base frequency is 81.8837 2633 hertz, and so the primary note for the harmonic resonance of your DNA, we can actually, if he sends me a consultation, I can send him the MP3 for the harmonic resonant frequencies for hair regeneration and for stimulating the manganese genes. But you have to put manganese, which is minerals plus. I'm also working on another formula that'll be using our same technologies we use for NutriSilver and Indiumy to take the manganese in a angstrom hydrogenated form and put it in our liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver it either topically or orally. And then, of course, if your manganese gets into the hair follicles, you get manganese-dependent enzymes that regenerate the proteins and to cause pigment in the hair. And hair pigment basically is a gene silencing of the manganese-dependent enzymes and pathways.
Oh, let's see. You remember Joe A.O. and his mom, right? She's 74 years old.
Yeah, she lives in Portugal.
That's right. Yeah. She's in Portugal. Actually, yeah, but there's a next one's from Ireland.
Joe A.O. was living in London for a while, too, I think.
Yeah, because I know we don't have a whole lot of time. There's quite a few various things that she has, but one I think people might be interested in is osteoporosis. Because she's got, look at all that list.
Yeah, I gave her a couple of recommendations, and if I look at it, I'll give you a quickie here. For osteoporosis, the first thing you want to do is take bone generator. If it's bad, you want to take 6 capsules, a half an hour to 40 minutes after your 2 largest meals, 4 to 5 micelle D3, 5,000 units twice a day, 2 myco D2s twice a day, collagen max 1 twice a day, and you should take our new Mount Red Velvet to rebuild the tissues. The osteoporosis, so you need... The best thing to actually exercise is the sonic life, because the vibrational forces compress the piezoelectric crystals of your bones and increase mineralization very, very rapidly. And you can put the Lumen Photon on setting NICO over the areas if there's a decreased bone density, let's say over the surgical neck of your hips or, say, the L4 vertebrae. You put it over those spots and it'll rapidly speed remineralization by raising the redox potential and the ATP levels in the target tissue, so the lamellar bone is built up faster. So Sonic Life, Lumen Photon with resonant frequencies will help, and those other things will reverse that. The other problems she mentions here, Perthes disease, heart murmur, stomach ulcer, gastroheal for stomach ulcer, Crohn's disease, remember Crohn's is an antibody, and lymphocytes attacking the homologous protein for Saccharomyces cerevisiae, which is the yeast that raises bread, so she should avoid bread like the plague. We need to clean her lower colon off of fungi. Usually means she has mycelial fungi in her colon, right?
Okay, Bill.
Just talking too much.
As Kelsey would say, are you okay?
Yeah, I talk a lot before the show and after, and right now, because I can't hit my cough button, I'm trying to talk fast to get all this information out.
Anyways, T, I won't say the last name, T.S., we'll say, from Arizona. Hi, Dr. Bill. I live in the mountains of northern Arizona, and I suffer greatly from cedar fever. I'm told over-the-counter does nothing, and I feel that I need to sell the ranch.
Yes. Cedar fever is, there's pine terpenes released by cedar. Uh-huh. The most toxic pollution you can have is a combination of trimethylamine anhydride from diesel fuel and pine terpenes. Really? And when they combine with photoactivated smog, it's the most dangerous toxin in the air that you can imagine.
That's from pine trees.
Pine trees.
We have a few pine trees.
Pine trees or even there's bushes, too, that can produce what's called terpenes.
Would that be like our pine trees?
Yeah, but they don't cause damage alone. When you have that, it just means he's got chronic inflammation. So most certainly his main problem, he's got a chronic infection of fungi and viruses in his airways. Okay. By clearing those out and I give him things like an inhaler, I recommend, for example, you can take and get a mortar and pestle and grind up our cell detox glutathione, open the capsules, put it into normal saline with an Omron or a Sinupulse Elite and inhale it, and it'll get rid of the hydroperoxy radical, which is the main radical that inflames airways and basket cells and the the respiratory bronchioles.
So you wouldn't use like Allerblock or something?
Yes, you would. You can use Allerblock and Allergan. Yeah. Okay. The Allerblock will block the allergic reaction. The Allergan gets rid of histamine. And you want to reduce the cytokine levels and see free radicals and kill the pathogens, because usually the people that are suffering from something like a environmental toxin sensitivity have a chronic infection in their sinuses or airways. So you have to clear those as well as reduce the cytokine levels and block the release of histamine.
A quick one here, Alan, in an email. What's the protocol for hemorrhoids?
Veinoway. Veinoway number one and Collagemax. Veinoway one twice a day to two twice a day and Collagemax one twice a day. It'll increase the collagen, the elastin, strength in the vessels.
Mm-hmm.
And the Veinoway, which is diosmin of the right nanoparticle size, will heal it.
Whoops. Well, I have a lot today, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, yeah.
But I think you talked a lot for
stuff. I have a feeling that some days we need to do a little video to cover the rest of all your stuff.
Do you have a feeling about that? Anyway, so I always feel like, remember, it used to be that we both leave, but now only I leave and Daddy B over here gets to stay. I will thank you for listening, and I always want to say that I love you, and God loves you. God bless you. As Kelsey would say, Jesus loves you.
Right? And may the blessings to your body and your health indicate that he also wants to bless your life, your soul, your family, and our nation. And may our schools be safe again when we honor the Most High God and do things that are logical, pleasant, and bring peace to our nation and the world.
Amen. Thank you, Bill.
Hello. To improve your brain chemistry, Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.